So this is a two-day conversation that I have been having with Archangel Metatron. So my question was, thank you, Metatron, for answering my questions. How to focus on our spirit and operate from there? As you mentioned, it was important to do so because I have had a previous conversation with him, and there was a big, strong feeling that we needed to be connecting more, not so much with the soul, but with the spirit. And there is a difference between the spirit and the soul. And so the term spirit refers to this aspect of us that is incorruptible, that is, it's outside of this dream, of this, game of duality. And this aspect is the aspect that is at one with source and cannot be tricked, deceived, deviated, cannot fall, as the soul can. So the message from the spirit world lately, at least for me, is to be tuning more into the spirit of who we are, our own spirit, not to practice the Ouija board and be connecting with earthbound spirits and any other type of spirit. Your own spirit with capital S, who you truly are at an essential spirit level. So the answer of Metatron to that question is there is a line in which you become the vessel for your spirit that you are. This line is a line of transition from your identification with matter as the physical body, the mind, even the subtle body. The line, you can also replace the word line with tube or cord, but I believe Metatron chose the word line because he doesn't want to create this association with cords of attachment. The line brings you directly to your spirit, for that is who you are. Follow the line. Focus on your heart. Feel the line that goes deep into your body. And once you are feeling the connection of the line with your physical body, look opposite to the physical body. So turn completely your gaze and your awareness to the opposite side. Then follow the lead of that line. Ask your spirit to shake the line for you and do so now. So yesterday he told me to do that and I actually did it. So I focus inside of myself and then I ask my spirit to shake the line, and it did it. It really felt like an earthquake, an internal energetic earthquake. So once I did this exercise, I spoke to Metatron and I said the following. Metatron, I did it. I perceive no cord to the physical body, but an energetic cord being struck from above, and I followed it. It all seemed to be inside some kind of cosmic body of mine. But I didn't have a feeling of anything outside of myself. Then I felt as if I had reached somewhere with a sense of it being my spirit, as if I had reached my spirit. And then my spirit said that it was untouchable and uncorruptible. I also felt as if the spirit is not incarnated in physical form. And it is untouchable. Is this correct? So I asked this to Metatron, and then he answered, you did well. The cord or the line was there. You did not feel the strong physical pull because you don't have a strong attachment to the physical world yourself, but other people may have it. So this was a message yesterday, and this morning I also started a new conversation, and I said, good morning, Metatron. What message do you have for me today? And he said, beautiful one, there is one thing that you can do today to help yourself, and that is to meditate on the light that shines from the line or the cord of your spirit. Let the light guide you. Bring the light into your physical manifestation and let it inform your entire being of all that you need to know or that you feel that you need to know. Anxiety comes when we feel disconnected from the light of our being, and so consciously return again and again to this light that you are. And then I said, thank you, Metatron. I don't know, I'm just sharing this in case it helps you, in case you want to do the exercise, in case, you know, somehow it can alleviate some sense of anxiety or feeling of disconnection. Many blessings. Bye.